coming up on All Access.
We really had our vacation, and I think that part's over. You know, for the next 7 months, we're pretty busy every day.
I don't think anybody can replace Dante. I don't think you can quite do that. I think I'm going to try to be the best I can be.
So far, the summer's been great, you know, working with the new guys, learning guys' names, seeing their positions, how they play, things like that.
I just want you to follow through. That was really good. I like your throw.
It's amazing. Kids come out here, you get to, you know, throw footballs to them and catch them. They get to meet, you know, all the players, and they all seem to really enjoy it.
First day of summer is right around the corner, yet it's football here in Foxborough that's in focus. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. Mandatory minicamp for the New England Patriots is in the books. The next time we see the team, training camp will be underway. How does the team look as they head off into summer? Let's check in with Dan Roach.
The 2014 New England Patriots continue to evolve, from the draft to organized team activities, and this week, a mandatory three-day minicamp here in Foxborough.
You know, it was just another practice where we get a chance to come out here, execute some things they're putting in, taking some stuff from in the classroom, and putting it on the field, so it's a lot of learning going on.
Most everyone was present and accounted for this week, although some notables didn't take part in full practices. One player out on the field, Tom Brady, the 15-year veteran who always relishes the challenge of becoming a great football team, even in June.
A lot of new players, a lot of new scheme things we're trying to implement. We've had our good days and our bad days. Hopefully we can really build on them, and training camp starts pretty quickly. It's that time of year where we're ending the spring camps and really be quickly into the summer camp.
Brady was asked again about critics who maybe think he's no longer an elite NFL quarterback.
My wife thinks I played pretty good. My mom thinks I played pretty good. That doesn't matter, yeah. I guess.
Brady also had a message for the rest of his teammates as the team takes a break until the end of July when training camp begins.
We really had our vacation, and I think that part's over. You know, for the next 7 months, we're pretty busy every day. So I think you just really focus on being prepared for camp, and it's really a time to really start accelerating your preparation.
After watching this team for the last 3 days, one thing you can definitely see, the Patriots haven't stood still here in this offseason. They look like they have reloaded, and now they'll try to gain some momentum towards training camp to get ready for this 2014 season.
And speaking of the season, let me ask you this. Is this team better than the team that lost to Denver last year?
I think they are. You know, the Broncos may be an improved team too, but I think when you look, you start with Darrell Revis. It begins there. Everything that he'll bring to that defense could be special. To go with Browner and some other additions. And then if the offense, again, can stay healthy, if Gronk can stay healthy, if Amendola is healthy from the beginning.
A lot of ifs.
But we know how important health is. But this Patriots team on paper, Steve, looks like it can be even better than the team that we saw last year, which is what they want to be.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll take a look at the Patriots' revamped offensive line with center Ryan Wendell.
This has been a great learning time for us, just seeing how guys move, getting them into our system, how we do things.
And later, find out what it's like to be a Patriot for a day.
Rotate through.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. This portion of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking.
Improvements inside Gillette Stadium for the football team began as soon as the season ended in January. 5 months later, those improvements are coming to life. New training and equipment space, meeting rooms, and offices are near completion.
So you've always wanted to try your hand at professional football. Earlier this month, over 100 campers got to do just that, experiencing a day in the life of a New England Patriot.
Chandler,
you guys
all
play football?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for being with us. Our players have been working hard, as Robert said, over the last 3 weeks, and are excited to be working with you today, putting you through the paces.
I just want you to follow through. That was really good. I like your throw.
Stack double 2-3, right?
You got the Cam Newton in the house.
Coming.
Austin, let's get it.
It's amazing. Kids come out here, you get to, you know, throw footballs to them and catch them. They get to meet, you know, all the players, and they all seem to really enjoy it.
Get
you
now.
Got the jersey on. You got to show them how it's done.
Get a good spike, too.
So, hut. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Excellent job. Excellent job.
This is a lot of fun for them, and it means a lot to us because these people support us. You know, they're kind of a part of our team. So for them to come out of here and be able to experience a day in the life of a Patriot, it's fun for them, it's fun for us.
No hamstring pulls or Achilles tears were reported, and a lot of money was raised for the Patriots Charitable Foundation. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Make Matty Ryan feel uncomfortable, hopefully throw an interception and so we can get the ball back.
Patriots fans were introduced to Sam Burns last September, when he met the team before their victory over Atlanta. Burns passed away in January, but his memory lives on. Foxborough High students helped to ensure that when they dedicated a field in his name.
You've been there for us for so many years, and we know you'll continue to be there with us, with Sam, through this Sam Burns Community Field.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft was one of the many on hand for the ceremony.
I loved him very much, and I commend all of you for wanting to honor his name.
This profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
His name is Dave Daigle-Yelmo, and he's the new offensive line coach for the Patriots. He's a native of Cambridge, Mass., and a Boston University graduate. All he has to do is replace the legendary Dante Scarnecchia.
I don't think anybody can replace Dante. I can't really try to replace Dante. Tremendous football coach. I've admired his work, and I've actually called him on occasion about different things and techniques, scheme issues in the off season, at the combine, places where we're at the same place at the same time. We've had real good conversations, and he's been supportive of me since I got in the league. He was one of the few guys, older coaches, older offensive line coaches in our league that embraces younger people or different people in the league. A lot of times when you're in the league that long, guys don't want to take young people into the fold, and he was very open about that. Their first year I was in with the Giants back in 2004, he embraced me. You know, obviously, you got to work to a point. We have a relationship with him, and I've never worked with him, but I have no problem calling him on the telephone and saying, hey, coach, I need a hand with this, or I have a question with that. To replace a man like that, I don't think you can quite do that. I think I'm going to try to be the best I can be, service the team the best I can, and if I can last a few years, that's great. I don't think anyone will ever match what he's been able to do.
That is the Patriots' new offensive line coach, and why not go there with Patriots center Ryan Wendell, and you know how to pronounce the guy's name?
I believe it's De Guglielmo.
Oh, but I'm impressed. And you call him what?
I call him Googe. It's a lot easier.
It is. Dante Scarnecchia. Big change here, having a new offensive line coach?
Well, it's definitely different in the sense that as long as I've been here, you know, going into my seventh year, it's always been Scar. So no matter what, it's going to be different. But the system's still the same. There's a lot of other coaches that are the same. The plays are still the same. So, you know, we're getting to know Googe. He's getting to know us. But there's a lot of similarities, a lot of transferring over.
Scarnecchia was demanding. How demanding is Googe?
Googe is demanding as well, as we've seen. And once we get into camp and in the season, I think we'll get an even better feel for how demanding he's going to be.
Mini camp is over. How'd it go for you?
So far, the summer's been great, you know, working with the new guys, learning guys' names, seeing their positions, how they play, things like that. On the offensive line, it depends so much on the guys next to you. Mm-hmm. So this has been a great learning time for us, just seeing how guys move, getting them into our system, how we do things. But it's going well.
One of the things, talking about that offensive line, it's a solid veteran group. You guys know each other pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The five of us that, you know, are potential starters have been together for a couple years now, and even the guys that are behind us have been around for a couple years. So we've all rotated in. The guys know how to play next to each other, and these young guys are coming along really well, figuring it out.
And you brought up rotating. Speaking of rotating, you got to be able to rotate down that line. You got to be able to play in multiple positions, right?
Absolutely. I mean, on game day, if we're only going to dress seven guys, you know, that means two guys have to be able to fill in at all five spots.
Wow.
So the more versatile guys can be, the better it is for our team.
Do you have summer plans?
I have a little bit. I'll go home for a little bit, get out to California
home
for a little
bit. You went to Fresno State?
I went to Fresno State from Southern California, so I'll get there for a little while, see some nice weather, but I'll spend most of my time out here getting ready for camp.
All right, my friend.
Excellent.
Good luck to you. Ryan Wendell, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Pepsi, Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO.
Reigning, defending, undisputed light heavyweight champion of the world, John Bone Jones!
Meet the Jones boys.
I would say my career has definitely impacted these two, my two brothers. Chandler's always had a lot to live up to. And I think it just helps him believe that he was meant to be great. You know, he was meant to do great things and be a championship athlete.
Fireworks all night. Can't wait. You look ready to go.
Yeah. I feel like all three of us had goals, you know, as every little kid should. You know, growing up, you say, I want to do this when I grow up. I want to do that. So for it to happen three different times in one family, it's just a blessing.
They were major contributors to three Super Bowl championships on the field. Today,
hit him when he has the ball and hit him when he doesn't.
They make a living talking about football. We'll profile three former Patriots turned broadcasters.
It's something I love doing. It keeps me close to the game. And, you know, they pay me to talk about football. It's a great job.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And I want to start with the new guys. And the top guy on the list has to be Darrell Revis, right?
Yeah, impressive. And, you know, we were all excited. Mike and I were giddy, if you recall. And we couldn't believe that they made such a high-profile signing. It's been fun to watch a guy like that. I see no nothing on the field that I've seen during all the spring that tells me that my enthusiasm was unwarranted. I have noticed the quarterbacks don't really test them a whole lot. I'm looking forward to a little bit more of that as training camp comes, you know, in the summer. But, you know, I love this guy. I love what he can bring and the possibilities he can bring to the defense.
The things that stand out to me watching him on the practice field is it's not like Aqib Talib, let's say, leaping up and making an interception that catches your eye. He just sort of quietly is always in the right position, Steve. Almost like he suffocates you, and almost you don't want to throw there because he's in the right place, so there's no windows to throw on his side of the field.
He's more intimidating than Talib, don't you think?
And one of the things Ty Law said about him from his time when they spent a little time together with the Jets was how hard he practiced and how much he wanted to win every rep, even in a walkthrough in practice. We saw that during the spring. I think that's the kind of stuff that can be contagious.
That reminds me of Rodney Harrison.
And just like Brady on the other side, when you see your best players working harder than everybody else, that rubs off.
So here's what I want to see going forward, because I think with Talib, well, Revis to me is a better player than Talib. I thought Talib was a soul guy, sort of like all the defensive backs rallied around him. He had an infectious energy to him.
Yes, he did.
Revis, I don't see the same type of thing out in the field. He's a lot quieter in terms of the way he
approaches. But is it too early for him to... I mean, he's a veteran. He's a seasoned veteran. There's no question.
That's a great point. It probably is too early. That's why I want to see how and when it evolves, if it evolves at all. That'll be something to watch for in training
camp. Mike brings up a good point. Interesting personality for Talib. He was sort of one of those Pied Piper kind of guys. They loved him. The defensive backs gravitated to him. We'll see if Revis' personality is different.
All right, that's on the defensive side of the ball. New guy on the offensive side of the ball. There's several, but I want to start with Garoppolo.
Listen, you know, one of the most talked about draft picks this team has made in a long time. You know, second round pick on a quarterback. Mike and I disagreed necessarily on the value, but I think we're seeing some of the things, even in the spring, the quick release that we, you know, had heard a lot about. I think he's looked a little bit smoother in terms of the offense. I don't know how much they've given
him so
much. No, I'm not surprised. I think that they drafted a pretty good player. It's early, you know. No pads have been on or anything like that. There's a long way to go.
Last year it was all about Tim Tebow at this time, if you remember. This year, Jimmy Garoppolo. I think it's going to be fun to watch the backup quarterbacks. Ryan Mallett hasn't been out on the practice field in recent weeks, giving Garoppolo a lot more time to work in the offense. And the things that stand out to me, the quick release that you mentioned, seems to have a good rhythm, Steve, but also shorter.
Gronk, will he be ready for training camp? Will this guy start the season with the Patriots? I mean, that big tight end, that tight end whole situation is up for grabs right now.
Yeah, it's been good to see him out there, too, even though he hasn't been participating in the drills the way some of the other guys did. But I expect him to be ready at the start of the regular season. Now, what stage of training camp he's out there, I don't know. But I do expect him to be
ready.
Game
one, you think he'll be ready?
I think he's going to be out there in game one. I think that I think he's a little tired of listening to people say he can't stay healthy for 16 games and stuff like that. Listen, he hasn't. He hasn't stayed healthy the last few years. I think he looks to bounce back, and I think he's ready week one.
What about the Gronk that takes his time and says, you know what, I'm not going to rush this because I've done that in the past?
Well, certainly possible, Steve. To me, whether he's out there or not, that position is the one I would look at and say that's one you got to have a little bit of question mark, a little bit of concern on with this team because, you know, right now, can you rely on him? Even if he is out there in week one, can he stay out there just with the bad luck that he's had with the injury? So what do you have beside him? Michael Manawanui, and then more questions, so I think that's an area they might need to address.
All right, guys, only time will tell how all this pans out. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.